4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we'll take a look at some news around Waseca coming up at the top of the hour. Taking us up till then, Mr. Bing Crosby joining us with the Andrew Sisters, doing a little Christmas song for you and Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is. Ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
There's some Christmas music for you on a Sunday serenade. That, of course, Bing Crosby along with the Andrew Sisters and Jingle Bells. Time is 1 o'clock and you're listening to WCHS in Waseca, Minnesota, taking a look at some news around the area. The Waseca County Salvage Committee is making a drive to collect a carload of waste paper, used cartons and paper boxes for shipment from here next Saturday. It is a big job and the committee asks every family in the community to help fill the car. People from outside the city may bring their supplies to the vacant lot at the west end of the Herder property across the alley from Hotel Ryan. Bundles may be brought any time this week up to Saturday forenoon. Any kind of paper products can be used, and this includes old newspapers along with magazines, books, pamphlets, brown wrapping paper, cardboard, and paper boxes or cartons. Boxes or cartons should be flattened except where they are used to hold books or paper. All paper should be tied in bundles in order to save space and the time of the truckers in loading the car. The supplies should be placed on boulevards in front of homes by 9 a.m. on Saturday, and paper supplies may be left back of stores near the alley in the business districts. If people in homes are unable to bring paper bundles to the boulevards, they should place a flag on the boulevard and the truckers will carry the supply out. The committee makes a special request of rural school teachers of the Waseca County to contribute surplus supplies in schools, and in some cases there are out-of-date books and magazines in the school libraries, and all of them can be used. No one outside of those families with Army equipment can realize the different ways in which paper is helping to win the war, and the committee says that it is used for cups and plates, napkins, along with mess and medicine kits, and in also many other ways. A severe shortage is reported at present, and unless new supplies arrive soon, our soldiers at the front will suffer, and for this reason, everyone is urged to help. The carload will be shipped to the Waldorf Paper Products Company in St. Paul, and after the shipping expenses are paid, The proceeds will be turned over to the Waseca County Red Cross. Again, that this coming Saturday, there is going to be the Waseca County Salvage Committee is making a drive to collect carload of paper. Elsewhere on news around Waseca, an order issued by the State Department of Conservation Division of Game and Fish prohibits the use of dark houses for spearing and angling in certain waters of Minnesota through the ice during the winter of 1943 to 1944, and the list includes about a couple of hundred lakes throughout the state, and among them are Clear Lake, Reeds Lake, and St. Olaf Lake, all in Waseca County. While the order prohibits the use of fish houses, it does not prohibit fishing through the ice in the open during the season. You know, of course, that quotas on farm machinery and equipment replacement parts have been lifted, and various steps have been taken to boost the output, but with shortages of manpower and transportation difficulties, the manufacturers cannot keep every dealer or wholesale distributor supplied with a complete line of parts. Neither are they always able to supply parts on a moment's notice, and they try to give prompt service on parts they make themselves, but they often run into delays on custom-made parts they get from other concerns. And if you expect to have machinery and equipment in running order when you need it, you will have to repair it earlier than you would in normal cases. And when you go to your dealer and find he doesn't have a particular part, don't just take it for granted that he will order it for you. And if you want him to order it, be sure that he understands that fact. And a final point, order only the parts you need. The farm machinery industry will make the parts to keep farm machinery and equipment in operation. The only point is you need to repair early to make allowances for any possible delays. Clarence Say of Janesville Township was a business visitor in Waseca Tuesday. He is a member of the second generation of the family who have been operating the Okaman Sorghum Syrup Factory, and reports an exceptionally splendid run during the past season with a total of 7,000 gallons. In addition to this, the market price is higher than usual this year, which will make the business more profitable. Our time is 3 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. That is a look at news from WCHS in Waseca, Minnesota. Say, friends, if you're looking for something to do this coming week, why not take in the State Theater in downtown Waseca? Sonia Henney will be appearing in Wintertime, and Woody Herman and his orchestra will also be in the background for the movie entitled Wintertime, and that starts this Thursday and Friday at the State Theater in Waseca. Then coming up on Saturday, Riders of the Northwest Mounted, coming up Saturday, 6 days from now, matinee is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and that again at the State Theater in Waseca. Coming up a week from this Thursday at the State Theater, we'll be presenting Bomber's Moon. And you can see how our flyers down over enemy territory get back. And that is a Western showing at the State Theater in Waseca entitled Bomber's Moon. And then coming up Saturday, a week from this coming Saturday, will be Mexicali Rose featuring Gene Autry. So you might want to take in that. Again, matinee is at 2 o'clock on Saturday at the State Theater in downtown Waseca. 29 degrees in downtown Waseca, and moving along on a Sunday serenade, here's Benny Goodman up next and the King Porter Stomp. Thank you. There's Ray Anthony and the band and the Big Band Boogie at 12 after the hour of 1 o'clock from WCHS. Good afternoon and welcome to a Sunday Serenade. Up next, the Dorsey Brothers, Tommy and Jimmy. It's called By Heck.
Thank you. You better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not shout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You gotta shout and you gotta swing out. Boys with their horns, little toy drums, swinging right out like rummy dum dum, cause Santa Claus is coming to town. Curly-haired gals are cuddling too, winking their eyes, they're flirting with you, cause Santa Claus is coming to town. Now the dancing kids in dance land will have their jubilee. They'll all start a-trucking right around that Christmas tree. So you better watch out, better not cry, better swing out, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
There's Tommy Dorsey and the band from 8 years ago in 1935, and Santa Claus is coming to town. Hopefully he'll bring us some warmer weather and a little bit less snow anyway. 29 degrees and snow falling in downtown Waseca on a Sunday serenade. Maybe fire up the Franklin stove and huddle around your radio and listen to some good music all night long here at WCHS. Up next, Les Brown along with his band of renown is called the Leapfrog. Thank you.
and blinking above. What makes a fella start thinking of falling?
It's not the season, the reason is plain as the moon.
It's just Elmer's tune.
What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does a gander meander in search of a goose?
What puts the kick in a chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune.
Listen, listen. There's a lot you're liable to be missing.
Singing, swinging, any old way and any old time.
The hurdy-gurdy's, the birdies, the pop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street.
The city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon.
From 2 years ago, Ray Eberle, along with the Modern Eras, teaming up with Glenn Miller and the orchestra, it's called Elmer's Tune. 25 after the hour of 1 o'clock, music keeps rolling along here on a Sunday afternoon from WCHS in Wauseka, Minnesota.